Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Tyson with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Danielle Elizabeth Auctions, operating in Southport on the Gold Coast, has faced heavy criticism for the auctioning of Nazi memorabilia and artefacts. 240 items were promoted under the banner Huge Militaria Sale, Get It Before History is Banned and Erased. These items included photos signed by Hitler, Rommel and Himmler, striped concentration camp caps and jackets with yellow stars, as well as the personal photo albums of SS officers. Managing Director Dustin Sweeney defended the auction, saying that it wasn't illegal and added that lots of politicians had bought items. Calls have been made for any politician who bought items to disclose their identity.
A recent inquiry into the Queensland Police Service, calling for a new system of accountability that would address police investigating police, has been said will be watered down by the state's corruption watchdog. The inquiry called for a civil police integrity unit to be established under the Crime and Corruption Commission. However, after initially accepting all the recommendations on the inquiry, the state government has now said the integrity unit would need further consideration. The Crime and Corruption Commission and Queensland Police Service are said to have expressed opposition based on concerns surrounding resourcing and government funding.
In national news, the Australian Bureau of Statistics found that cybersecurity incidents have doubled in 2019 to 2020 and 21 to 22. Statistics show that more than 2 in 10 businesses have experienced a cybersecurity attack between 2021 and 2022, and 1 in 10 between 2019 and 2020. Security attacks which have occurred include scams and fraud, malicious software, and unauthorized access. Head of ABS Business Statistics, Robert Irwing, believes this data release is important in supplying governments and researchers information about the prevalence, impacts, and nature of cyber attacks.
The Albanese government is providing $6.2 million to address children's body image distress. This funding will be provided to the Embrace Collective from the Embrace Kids program, which supports children and tackling body image issues. MP for Health and Aged Care, the Honourable Mark Butler, found that the number of young Australians between the ages of 16 to 25 years old reporting body image distress has grown by 33% since 2009. The Embrace Kids program is a nationwide program led by 2023 Australian of the Year, Taryn Brumfitt, alongside international body image expert, Dr. Zali Yeager. This program involves a range of educational activities and events within schools, clubs, and the wider community.
In international news, 3 people have been killed and 6 wounded after the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces attacked the village of Kafran Nuran near Aleppo. The White Helmets are a group of voluntary emergency rescuers who have stated the bombing coincides with the flight of a Russian reconnaissance aircraft over the area. It is claimed that the village hit had no military presence.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 16 degrees. We expect a maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.